you know, this Grey Cup in many ways is about the two quarterbacks, Mike Riley and Henry Burris. And, you know, Pat, they say a good program, you know, a good team, it's all about the preparation. It's all about the hard work. It's all about the details. And then there's sometimes like this show, we fall into complete blind luck territory. And boy, have we done it today. Travis Lule of the BC Lions is helping out Sportsnet on the coverage of the 103rd Grey Cup. And he's good enough to join us here on the big show. Travis, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. A bit frigid, but I'm doing good.
Something tells me you've done that before, though. This was a little different because you get to wear the parka all the time.
Yeah, that's right. No, I have certainly played my share of cold games and played my university ball at Montana State. So the fall in Montana certainly prepared me pretty well for the fall in the CFL.
Talked a little bit about it as we were bringing you on, and that is, to me, the neat thing or the big storyline coming in is the two quarterbacks. Mike Riley, since coming back from injury, and you know him really well, he's been lights out, hasn't lost. And then there's, you know, we call him the ageless wonder, Henry Burris. This is what you do for a profession. This is your craft. How do you view the two quarterbacks in the Grey Cup?
I do. These guys are both very deserving competitors, particularly this season and playing in this game. And you guys talked a bit about Henry Burris, but what he's done this year and the transformation of the entire Ottawa offense, really, from being a 2-16 franchise team last year that looked like it had a long way to go, to making some key acquisitions and have picking up Jason Moss as a coordinator, and Henry, the resurgence of Henry Burris has been fun to watch. It's been inspiring. It's absolutely hugely respected by his peers around the league. He's had a phenomenal year, and so he's clearly a very deserving MOP candidate and guy who ought to be playing in this game based on the season he had. And Mike Riley, you know, it's been a bit of a different journey for him this year, obviously getting hurt in week one and missing the first half of the season, and his team holding down the fort while he was out. And, you know, he comes back, and the defense kind of carried that team for the first few weeks. Mike gets back, and then you see him starting to find his rhythm, you know, being plugged into the system midway through the season and really finding his stride as the season came to a close, and obviously played a great game in the Western Final last week. That's exciting. It's fun from a fan's perspective, you know, being on this side of it, watching this game, not being able to play in it this year, but to know that these are two deserving guys, guys I have a ton of respect for. Obviously Mike's one of my closest friends, you know, outside of football as well. So it's exciting for me to see him get this opportunity, but it's exciting from a fan's perspective as well. You're seeing really good quarterback playing in this game.
From that perspective, from the quarterback perspective, tell me about experience. Because Henry's been there before. How much does that matter? How much did it matter to you? How much does experience play in that game?
Well, I certainly think experience does play a factor. But in Mike Riley, you know, in comparison to Henry, who's been around for a long time and has won a Grey Cup as a starting quarterback, but Mike did experience the process with us in 2011. He was a part of that Grey Cup championship team we had in 2011. So he knows the preparation that goes into the week, the hoopla that surrounds the game, and how to focus in. Now, he's obviously in a different role than he was then. But I look at this Edmonton team and I see a team that, again, fought like crazy to the end of last year and lost a close game in the Western Final. I think that experience playing in a tight playoff game and knowing maybe where they needed to be a better football club showed in this year's Western Final. So I think I don't view Mike as an inexperienced guy compared to Henry, but I do think both of these guys are in positions to play well at this stage of the game and this season.
Travis Lule of the BC Lions, also helping out Sportsnet at the Grey Cup, is our guest here on the big show. Pat?
Travis, I got more quarterback questions for you. And then the thing about Riley really intrigued me. Obviously, you know, you guys were teammates in BC, but did you guys, you're both Pacific Northwest guys, you're both in and around the same age. Did you guys cross paths at all as you were coming up in football?
You know, a little bit in college, as a matter of fact. Mike grew up in Central Washington, but then his folks made a move to Montana. Mike played his senior year of football in high school at Flathead High School in Kalispell, Montana. So I'm 1 year older than Mike. My true freshman football season in Bozeman, Montana, at Montana State, would have been Mike's senior season, and Mike was obviously one of the better players in the state that year. So I actually met Mike on a recruiting visit to Montana State, a school that he wasn't all that interested in because there was a kid playing quarterback who was just a freshman in front of him. So it was kind of funny years later to kind of revisit revisit that and talk about the story. He was a guy, obviously, being a Northwest small school guy, Division II guy out of Central Washington. He was on my radar. I kind of followed his career from afar just because I knew who he was. So it was fun when he came to get to know him. And then, you know, when it comes to football, we're very much cut from the same cloth. And so we clicked right away, and we had a great workmanship both on and off the field. So, and it's exciting for me to see Mike here in this stage.
When he returns to the Eskimos lineup this year, Edmonton goes from being a team that was, we knew they were good, their defense is strong, but nah, they're just kind of humming along, they're 5-4, and then bam, they win 9 consecutive games, including 8 in the regular season. Just how much is Riley the straw that stirs that drink in Edmonton?
Well, I think what Mike went through in his first season in 2013, you know, that's a tough thing to go through in a 4-14 season. His first year, you know, he left in free agency and assumed the job in Edmonton there. And I think he earned a respect from a lot of those guys in the locker room, the way he carried himself through a tough losing season. Now that a new coaching staff comes in, last year they were obviously a better football team than they were in 13. And so he's to the point in his career where he's just developed, his teammates have developed such a respect for him that you play hard for that type of guy. And so you could see that even when the offense wasn't lights out, right when Mike came back, for example, they were playing hard and they found ways to get wins. And then again, as Mike's and this offense has continued to find their stride as the season come on, you saw the full force of what that Edmonton team can be last week in the Western Finals. So, but I certainly think if you have a guy at the helm that the players trust and can rally around, that can do a lot for a football team, particularly in close games, that can be the difference.
On the other side of things, you've got Henry Burris, and again, we've called him the ageless wonder. We talked about how experienced he is. How does a quarterback continue to play at such a high level as you move into your late 30s and now for Henry at the age of 40?
Well, I think one of the things, you know, again, Henry, it's similar to how I just spoke on Mike, you know, the way he carried himself through a 2-16 season, his willingness to embrace change with a new coordinator. I believe it's been said this week, you know, that Henry's actually in his 6th offense in 6 seasons. So here's a guy who is humble enough to embrace change, and your teammates, they see that and they respect that and they play for that. So Henry kind of has that same thing going on in terms of, you know, having the respect of his teammates that they're going to go out and play hard and play for him. And you've seen Ottawa has a number of playmakers on their team. They're just a completely different football team than they were a year ago. And a lot of that has to do with Hank and his leadership in that room. So I think, you know, plus he's obviously does a good job of being physically in condition to come out and continue to play. And he talked a little bit about that at a press conference this morning, talking about his offseason preparation. Now it's changed over the years. Now his diet's changed and done all the things he needed to do to keep his body physically fit enough to play at a high level later into his career. And he's 40 years old and, you know, probably had the best individual season of any quarterback in the league this year and is very deserving of being up for that award tomorrow night. So, you know, I think all those factors play into, you know, that's one of the big reasons they're in this game.
As a quarterback, put yourself in Henry's shoes going into this year. So you mentioned it. 2-16 year last year. It was miserable for a guy who's as competitive as Henry is. It's got to be awful what happened last year. So then Marcel Desjardins goes out, brings in 5 high-impact receivers. He brings in a guy that you're familiar with in Ernest Jackson, Ellingson, Sinopoli, Williams, and Maurice Price. You go from the weapons Henry had last year to all of a sudden now you've got these 5 weapons and one of the best receiving cores in the CFL. As a quarterback, how does that energize you? What does that do for a guy like Burris?
I think you use the word energize. I think that's a great word. I think, you know, they spoke on it a bit this morning, but when they went to their passing camp in the spring and they lined up and they saw the potential that they had, I think it wasn't a situation where they're lining up the exact same guys and calling the same plays that they were a year ago that made them unsuccessful. Sometimes mentally that's a challenge to overcome, but to see some new faces, to have a new system, to have a new philosophy in place, allowed them to really be optimistic, to be positive about, you know, their chances to be a better football team this year. And I think that's exactly what we've seen.
With Travis Lule, who's working for Sportsnet at the Grey Cup, also obviously with the BC Lions, our guest here on the Big Show. Tell me a little bit about the defensive side of the ball. We just, here in Calgary, very familiar with the Eskimos defense. We saw it up close and personal here over the weekend. What about Ottawa? I mean, is Ottawa's defense, you know, is it, you got a role to play this weekend? I mean, everybody's picking Edmonton and, you know, the spreads can be pretty large. But what about the defense for Ottawa?
Well, I think, I do think, you know, as a competitor, as a guy who lined up and game planned and prepared to play against this Ottawa team, one of the things they do really well, they're a little bit philosophically different than Edmonton. And Edmonton will, you know, oftentimes pressure on first down, but a lot of times they hang their hat on putting you in second and long situations where they can play zone coverage and rally and tackle and you know, get the ball out of your hands. Ottawa's been one of the best teams at consistently rushing the passer all year long, and a lot of that's due to them, you know, a high percentage of snaps they're bringing a five-man pressure. What that does is they're saying, well, one of our five guys will beat one of your five linemen, put some pressure on the quarterback, at least get to the quarterback, try to hit the quarterback, get him off of his rhythm. I think that's going to be a big, big key in this football game. I think Edmonton's offensive line deserves a lot of credit for what they did against that Calgary defensive front last week. So to be able to keep Mike in a good rhythm, to keep him clean, to keep him from getting too many hits when they're bringing that extra guy is going to be one of the big keys. But that's one of the things Ottawa does well. Obviously, the flip side of a five-man rush often puts you in one-on-one situations on the back end, and they are confident in the personnel they have to be able to match up when they do that. So that's going to be one of the big keys I'll be watching to see how that chess match plays out.
Tell me about the time leading up to the game, Travis. Now that you've been through it, you know, what's it like? Is it hard to sleep on Saturday night, you know, knowing that the game's coming? Are the jitters out early? What about the buildup, knowing that it's still 4 or 5 days away? How difficult is that on the athlete?
It is different, and that is one of the challenges of the Grey Cup week is you're off of your normal rhythm, obviously. Teams are practicing in the same place, so they flip times. Sometimes you practice in the afternoon, you know, throughout the regular season, you're practicing in the morning. There's other distractions this week, you know, in terms of awards, you know, awards things being up. The media coverage is, you know, hugely expanded from a normal week. So there are a number of things that are different. For myself, I remember being almost relieved when it got close to game time because that's the part that started to feel normal again, being on the road in a hotel room the night before the game. I actually slept fine the night before the game. So I'd imagine that's how those guys are mentally preparing themselves for this week, is knowing that there's going to be some different stuff, but to keep the main thing, and that's finding a way to put yourself in position to play well in the football game that counts at the end of the week. So, I believe those guys will be able to do that. And, again, both these guys having the starting quarterbacks in the out, having been through Grey Cup weeks, understand how to prep and get themselves ready to play on Sunday.
How are you digging coming over to the dark side? You like this media gig? I mean, I know Arash is hard to deal with, but beyond that, you enjoying the media?
Well, you guys know Arash, so yeah. but you know what? So far, so good. It's a great experience for me to be here and take it in. It's been a couple years since I took in a full Grey Cup week. Obviously, it's a bit bittersweet to see these guys out here and this could be you. This is what you work all season long for, but. But again, it's good to be here and taking the vibes. Already the city's buzzing, and it's going to be an exciting week and hopefully capped off with a good football game on Sunday.
Travis, really appreciate this. Thanks for the visit. Enjoy your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.